Today, intense fighting resumed in Liberia's civil war. We'll have an update from the capital city in the next half hour. But first, the U.S. government is preparing possible military trials for up to six of the prisoners who've been held at the Guantanamo Bay naval base in Cuba. The Bush administration says it wants to provide full and fair tribunals for the terror suspects, and that's sparking a debate over how American lawyers can represent them. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
There are very few things known about the hundreds of people being held at Guantanamo. No names, no nationalities, only grainy television footage of men, often blindfolded and handcuffed, being shuttled from one building to another. But one thing is certain, they're considered enemy combatants, and in the near future, the first set of captives could stand trial in front of a military commission.
The rules with respect to counsel are just so restrictive that we cannot make a recommendation that our attorneys handle this.
Lawrence Goldman is the president of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, which represents more than 35,000 criminal defense attorneys. Goldman says his organization initially wanted to rally a first-rate team of defense lawyers to take part in the tribunals, but after reviewing the conditions for civilian defense counsel set down by the commission, decided against it. Goldman says now the attorneys group cannot advise any of its members to take part in the tribunals because of the regulations. The most troubling, Goldman says, is the confidentiality issue.
Under the government instructions, the rules are that all attorney-client conversations are monitored for intelligence purposes. That means that any conversation an attorney has with his or her client will be listened to by the government and used, potentially, if the government sees it, to advantage.
Not so, says Major John Smith, the Department of Defense spokesman.
Nothing an accused says or anything derived from anything he says will ever be used against him. In fact, the prosecutor in the case won't even know if there's monitoring or not.
Defense Department officials say the right to monitor any conversations between lawyer and client stem from the drive to protect national security and to gather intelligence about any potential terrorist attack. But many civilian defense lawyers worry that overarching need for secrecy will hamper their ability to represent their client, says Grant Lattin, a lawyer who has applied to be a civilian defense counsel for the enemy combatants.
The military commission will be permitted to not allow civilian defense counsel access to all of the evidence, and they can prohibit a civilian defense counsel from even being present in the proceedings itself.
Defense Department spokesman Smith says if a civilian lawyer is excused from part of the proceeding, the accused will still have a military defense lawyer representing him. Lieutenant Colonel Gary Solis, a former military lawyer and judge, has participated in many courts martial. Solis says he believes the military lawyers will provide sufficient defense for the enemy combatants.
I believe that the defense counsel, the military defense counsel, are going to put up a tremendous fight. But I think at the end of the day, I'd rather be prosecuting than defending. The prosecution has a very good hand to play here.
And the perception that the outcome of the commissions are a done deal even before they start could deter civilian defense attorneys from taking part in the process. Solis says that would be a mistake.
It's necessary for civilian community, legal community, to become involved in this, to represent the accused, even if there are impediments, if for no other reason than to show the world that in America, even people like Al-Qaeda and Taliban can get a fair shake at a trial.
Last week, the Pentagon modified two commission rules, making it easier for civilian defense attorneys wanting to take part in the military commissions, giving them more latitude about what witnesses they can interview and more opportunity to leave Guantanamo during the course of the tribunal. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.